And I'm not sure if you were aware that the finance MEC, Nomantu Nkomo-Ralehoko of this province, delivered the midterm budget policy statement today. That happened around about 10 o'clock this morning. And what we've learned is that Gauteng Treasury has put the majority of its midterm budget towards the health department. I'll tell you exactly what that money is going to be spent on in just a moment. Khumotso Modisa, our EWN reporter, keeping a very close eye on the story. Quite a large increase in the budget, Khumotso.
That's right, Joanne. The amount that has been given to us today is about 443.9 million rand. Now, this moves the budget that was allocated in March from around 132.4 billion rand to 132.9 billion rand right now.
So we know that at the budget in March, the health department was given just over 50 billion rand, 50.7 billion rand, as I understand it. So I take it any increase is on top of this other allocation from March.
Yes, that's right, Joanne. So when I did speak to the MEC, she felt very strongly about infrastructure. And that's why infrastructure for the different departments was really allocated a large chunk of this adjustment. Now, within the infrastructure budget, health saw itself receiving quite a bit of the lion's share. So in total, health gets about 811.7 million rand. And within that, 320 million rand is for infrastructure. Now, this is for the refurbishment of hospitals, it's for the renovations other centres, health centres, including rehab centres around the province. And this is pretty important, Joanne, because the department is one of the departments that did not return any or surrender any of its funds back to Treasury. We've seen with health, education rather, that they have surrendered some of their own amounts. 250 million rand was surrendered from Treasury, from education, and that's because they couldn't use that money that was allocated for infrastructure. However, health seems to be spending more than it's getting, and it's even needing more to maintain and at least get to the March budget next year.
So this is interesting. In addition to all the infrastructure you've spoken about, and I think this is going to delight the health MEC, Bandile Masuku, that this cash injection is also going to allow for the continual commitment to the provision of antiretroviral treatment and the training of healthcare professionals.
Yes, John. So the amount that's been given for the ARV treatment is 9 million rand. And this is going to fund some of the commitments that the health department has already made for supplies for ARVs. We know that the health department has a very bad track record of paying its contractors on time. And it seems even with this this deal for ARV supplies, they've got some commitments that they really haven't met. So that 9 million rand is going to go towards that. 5.4 million rand goes towards HPV, that's a human papillomavirus vaccine. And then, of course, 285.4 million rand, very large amount, rand, goes towards the National Tertiary Service Grant. This grant services people that are studying towards being nurses at our hospitals across the province, as well as healthcare students in our universities.
I think one of the most upsetting things, particularly for suppliers to the health department, is that although this has been discussed at length and a decision has been made that suppliers to the health department must be paid within 30 days, they're still struggling to actually satisfy this requirement.
They are, Joanne. According to Parliament, the health department as well as the education department nationwide are the departments that are really struggling to meet the 30-day or to comply with the 30-day policy. And they have to pay their contractors, which are mainly, small businesses, black businesses that are servicing these departments. They have to pay them within 30 days, and they're struggling to meet this. Now, this is despite them getting these cash injections from Treasury. And one wonders whether it's an issue of just negligence or, not understanding the pressure that is on them to meet their targets, or if truly there isn't enough money and that's why they have to wait for another injection from Treasury in order to comply or to meet their immediate needs.
Khumotso Modisa, thank you so much for bringing us that story live to us from the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.